And this afternoon, as we all know, it's incredibly warm outside, and our energy levels go down. And we need to remember to breathe when our energy levels go down. We need to remember when it's hot days like this to hydrate, keep our body in a fluid state. And of course, if we're geriatrics, the fluid is going in and out and in and out. Healthy, it's working. Our systems are working. And that's my crazy intro for the afternoon. Rushed in from work, had a wonderful afternoon. The afternoon was spent the last half hour watching a video of John Denver. And it was incredible to watch the video of him singing. It was a select small concert for videoing. And it reminded me of the day he got killed. And I'm from Pacific Grove. Before I moved here from the Monterey Peninsula, I lived in Pacific Grove. And I lived down about a mile from Lover's Point, where his plane crashed. And I remember hearing the sirens. I remember hearing all of the sirens, all of the ambulances, and the fire going down to Lover's Point. And couldn't imagine what the heck was going on. A small community on the bay, small community that heard all of this noise and commotion. And later, within a couple hours on the radio, I heard that he had been killed. And I thought, oh my God. He was such an incredible and gifted and talented young man. And he had a life that was full with his music and the life that he gave to us from his personal experiences he shared with us in music. So when you get a chance, if you pull out your old CDs or your LPs or whatever it is, listen to him. He was a beautiful man. He has been missed, and his music will live on. And of course, KDNK plays the best. Anyway, today, and a little bit about Senior Matters. We are a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our sponsored programs and activities include Tai Chi, art, bridge, and we even have an Alzheimer's support group. We are Medicare programs. We have also financial assistance programs, tax assistant programs, and we have the most incredible group that meets at Senior Matters. They're called A La Prima, and they are an art workshop. Talk about gifted artists. Walk the halls of Third Street Center and see the work these talented artists, whether they're doing watercolor, acrylics, oils, whatever it is, they're bringing beauty into our community. We also have a new program, or a new activity, I should say, at Senior Matters. Believe it or not, it is ping pong. And our first night was last night. We meet at the center from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The wonderful group that came in last night and are at this present time, our leader, our instructor is Marcel. And Marcel, of course, you know his art gallery here on Main Street in Carbondale. I watched these people, excuse me, four talented seniors playing ping pong. Knip knop, my kids used to call it. They were playing ping pong. They did singles. They did warm-ups. And when I left, they were doing doubles and on their feet like young pros. So if you are interested in playing ping pong, ganip, ganop, please give me a call. Call 230-2158. And of course, that's a 970 prefix. We'll get you coming into the center. You can drop in at 3rd Street Center, room 33, on Tuesdays at 4. Jump in and play with us. It was fun. Used to do it when I was younger. Kids had a ping pong table. I had, my father had a ping pong table for us. So it was an activity that we all shared in, the old and the young alike. And here's something to think about. This is not only physically good for us, but as far as our brain is concerned, it keeps us on our toes in more ways than one. The neuroplasticity of the brain, we come back to another training or opening the door to an old activity that we had. We're strengthening our balance, we're strengthening our bodies, and the swing of the paddle is just wonderful to watch and participate in. So that's one of our new activities at 3rd Street Center. And again, please do give us a call if you are interested in being a part of it, 970-230-2158, or drop in Tuesdays 4 to 6. Today, I have a very interesting lady across the desk from me, and kind of fell into meeting with her when she came to a meeting at Senior Matters. And her name is Mary Kenyon. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Diane.
Nice to have you seated across the table from me. We found out that we have a friend that we both share our time with, an incredible person in our lives. And as we all know, we have good people in our lives anyway. And when I found out that Mary was the executive director of the organization called A Little Help Roaring Fork Valley. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Diane. Nice to be here.
Great. I'm so glad you are here. You know, reading, you know, the information on your new organization that you put together, the mission to connect neighbors to help seniors thrive. What a mission. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I started working with seniors back in 2014 when I was hired by Pitkin County to be their Aging Well coordinator, and I'm still in that position today. During that time, we did a lot of work in the Mid-Valley and the Down-Valley, and we're learning that there are a lot of gaps in services. The counties do a great job at their nutrition programs. Pitkin County has lunch 4 days a week. Eagle County at El Jebel has lunch 2 times a week. And here in Carbondale, Garfield County has lunch 1 time a week. But when I started to look at some of the seniors that are over in Old Snowmass and up the Crystal Valley and in unincorporated Garfield County, we noticed that there's a lot of isolation. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's ever worked with me knows that I'm a numbers person. So, of course, I jumped into the numbers of Garfield County because obviously working with Pitkin and Eagle, I knew their numbers, but just to give people an idea, there's 10,000 seniors in Garfield County. Oof. Garfield is a very large county, but there are 10,000 folks over 60. And Carbondale has quite a good concentration of those seniors. So last year, they did a community assessment of those seniors. And some of the sad things that I learned in looking at the research were that 42% of seniors in Garfield County experience a feeling of being depressed. 39% have trouble maintaining their homes. 48%, so almost half, have experienced some problems maintaining their yards. 23%, so almost a quarter, have experienced a problem having enough food to eat. And 37% have trouble doing heavier or more intense housework. And the number that really popped out at me, and this is, they're experiencing this in remote Pickens and Eagle counties as well, but the number of seniors in Garfield County who feel lonely and isolated is 39%.
That's a high percentage.
That is a very high percentage.
Yes, it is.
So I started looking around for people that could help me. Nonprofits that existed in the valley, not help me, help us as people that serve seniors. And I started looking around and I came across this organization called A Little Help. They've existed in Denver since 2008. They do very well there. And basically all A Little Help does, and I love the name, mm-hmm. is that it connects volunteers with seniors who, what?
Need help.
Need a little help.
A little help.
Yes, and that's these things that I was just reading the numbers. A little help doing light housework, moving boxes, moving the lawn furniture from the outside back to the garage once it starts snowing, snow shoveling, weeding their gardens, raking their leaves. So this was very appealing to me. And since they did it so well in Denver, we convinced the executive director, who's Paul Ramsey, to come out and check out the Roaring Fork Valley. So we had him meet with each of the senior center directors. So mm-hmm. he met with Judy Martin in Garfield County, Mandy DiCamello in El Jebel, Eagle County, and Chad Federwitz, who's also been on this program,
right.
up in Pickens County. And right. they talked about the gaps in services. And they embraced A Little Help coming to the Roaring Fork Valley. So,
oh, what a wonderful embraced hug that was.
Yes,
welcome, welcome.
Yes, and so I'm very excited. We just officially started on August 1st here. So we've been doing our homework and meeting with churches and volunteers and seniors to make sure that we were, you know, fulfilling a need in the valley. So we started August 1st, and I'm pretty excited about it.
She's smiling. She's smiling, and she's kind of bouncing up and down. It's almost like I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
So what I'm hearing is the we. That you, and it was this Mr. Ramsey who you're referring to, and you came to the conclusion that you were going to do what?
We were going to connect volunteers in the Roaring Fork Valley to seniors who raise their hand and say, I need a little help.
How do you connect with the seniors who raise their hands? How are you knocking on doors, flyers, what's your outreach?
Yeah, so we have made presentations, both Paul and myself have made presentations at the senior centers. I have some volunteers already that are working with me, Carol Hawk in Basalt and Amy Throm up in Snowmass. And we have tabled at events, so we've tabled at the Basalt Sunday Market. We're going to be in September tabling at the Aspen Market. We've met with, yesterday we were over at the Sunnyside Retirement Center, and we mm-hmm. met with 17 seniors there. And so we're just getting the word out. We're telling people the kinds of services that we offer. And so the way it works is that the senior becomes a member of A Little Help, and it's a pay as you can. So you can pay a little or you can pay a lot. So I usually recommend people start at $5 a month. and see how much you use it. You know, if you get 4 or 5 rides a month, maybe you want to up that to $10 a month.
I heard you say 4 or 5 rides. Is that meaning we have a volunteer driving someone somewhere?
Exactly. So the senior would call, and so our local number.
Listen to this. You got your pen? You got your paper? Please write it down.
Is 404-1923. So a senior would call that number and say, I would like a ride to City Market next Thursday or Sunday. We work on weekends or Tuesday afternoon. And so we would put that request into a computer program. So the back end is all, so the senior's already registered. We know where they live. We know their preferences. And this is their request. So volunteers can log into, it's called Help Connect, it's off on our website. Volunteers log in and they'll see, oh, Mary wants to go to City Market on Thursday. So they accept that job, that task, and then they connect with Mary and take Mary to City Market. So you do, volunteers can register by calling the same number, or they can go on the website, alittlehelp.org. And all of our volunteers have a background check. And if you're a driving volunteer, we have proof of insurance and your driver's license. So we've done all the vetting. And the nice thing for volunteers, for the volunteer experience, is that you don't have to commit to do something every week, every day, every hour. You log on when you have time, say, oh, gee, I have time on Friday afternoon. You log on and see what requests are there for Friday afternoon. And you do as little or as much as you want to.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Super simple.
Because I'm going to log on because I have a need. And I've been calling around and asking who can help me do this. So I just go to you.
You come to us. Okay. And again, we're filling the gaps that the, you know, county programs aren't able to do at this point in time. So an RSVP in Garfield County also does a lot of, you know,
exactly,
connecting the volunteers, but they don't do yard work. So they've had requests for people to do yard work, and they've had volunteers call and say, I'm happy to do yard work, but they don't cover that.
Okay.
We do.
Okay.
Yep. And I had a woman yesterday at Sunnyside say that she needed to go to Aspen for doctor's appointments, and her kids have been covering it for now, but she'd like to give them a break. And I said, that's perfect. Call us up. We'll take you up to Aspen, drop you off, and pick you up and bring you back down. So, yep.
That sounds incredible because it's so easy. There isn't any effort other than to pick up the phone and make the decision to say, I need some help.
Exactly.
I need a little help.
And it's just a little help. And yeah, it could be seasonal help.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is we're going to launch a big launch on October 12th. We're going to have, it's a Saturday, and it's called a Service Saturday. So I've gone to 2 of these in Denver. I have definitely vetted this organization. So what we do is we invite all kinds of volunteers, Boy Scouts, you know, church groups, you know, so we end up with a lot of volunteers. So let's say we end up with 60 volunteers. And then from 9 to 11, we go to seniors' homes and just work.
Yes.
So in Denver, we were assigned to Anita's home. So we went, knocked on Anita's door at 9 o'clock. There were 3 of us on my team. And Anita came. She had a walker, and she's just a doll. And she pointed out which gardens needed weeding, and we did some rakings. And let me tell you, Diane, we had 5 bags, 5 big black bags of yard waste that we accumulated in about an hour and a half. Her neighbors came by and thanked us for helping her and said she was delightful. And she came out a couple times and checked on us. But she was so happy when we left. And her yard looked great.
You know, Mary, I work with seniors. I'm a senior.
As am I.
I have needs. Yes, we are seniors, and we have needs. And I work with seniors. And the sense of joy I feel when I just do something simple for mm-hmm. them, they give it back tenfold. The smile, the thank you, however it is, it feels good. Yep. And that's what makes my clock tick all the time, is the joy.
Well, let me tell you about our second. So we had a second assignment that day. So it's a great day. Service Saturday, October 12th. Seniors call me and sign up for this day because we need seniors to help. And you don't, we're going to use this as a test. So we're going to allow seniors to raise their hand without becoming members so that we can show them the benefits of membership. So you just have to call and give me your name and what you'd like done on that day, and we'll get you enrolled. But our second person that we went and saw that day was Julia. And so Julia needed some window washing. So we arrived at her townhouse. And remember, there's three of us. We're going to do some window washing. So
do you do bring your own cleaning equipment?
A little help supplies it all.
Okay.
So the teams will be given the supplies they need mm-hmm. to accomplish the tasks on their list. So it's great. Rakes, shovels, black bags for the, you know, and we had buckets and Dawn dish soap and squeegees and mm-hmm. little rags. So we go to Diane's house. Or Julia. We go to Julia's
You can
house.
Come to my house.
Yes, sure.
I've got windows.
And I look around and I say, wow, there's three of us and there's really only two windows. So we thought, wow, this is kind of crazy that she made this request. Well, Diane, we spent an hour at Julia's house. And as we're walking back to our car, we said, Julia didn't need her windows washed. Julia wanted some company. And that is the true benefit of a little help. It's the social connection that seniors can make with the volunteers. And we have tons of stories of volunteers connecting with the seniors and taking them up to events and activities beyond their volunteer experience. And we encourage that. So it really does create that sense of community. And I'm looking at these numbers in Garfield County, and I say to the community, we can do better. So let's do it together.
I hear that. And here's something else I want you to listen to. I'm a volunteer. Excuse me. I'm a volunteer in a lot of what I do, and it nourishes me. And I have needs like other seniors, but I also volunteer. And volunteering to me is my reward for being able to continue to walk this beautiful earth. And I know how good that feels. So again, you seniors out there, this connection, you youngins out there, this is the way to connect with the senior community in the most positive way that you can. You are helping them. It's a good feeling to connect with us old people, you youngins out there. And we seniors will benefit by everything that you do. So, Mary, will you do me another favor? Contact information again.
Okay. If you want to email me, it's very simple. mary@alittlehelp.org. If you would like to call for services, the phone number is 404-1923. And if you'd like to sign up to be a volunteer, just go to the website. You can, of course, email me or call that number, but go to the website, and it's alittlehelp.org. Super simple.
I love it. Super simple. Alittlehelp.org. And of course, these few minutes have brought to you by KDNK, Senior Matters. Mary, I did mention before we came into the studio that it would be conversational. I did mention that it would be over very quickly. And for you listeners out there, do you hear that noise? It ain't noise, it's music. is Senior Matters theme song. And with that, I'm going to be saying this to all of you. Remember, the best thing that you can do in your life is this. Remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve. And the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, live it up. And as I always say, dance. I'm Diane Johnson. Mary Kenyon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane.
Listeners out there, please contact, because a little help wouldn't hurt, darling.
Thanks, Diane.
You're welcome.